This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So far this week, we've talked about October being the host of National 4-H Week and National Pork Month, but I'd also like to think it's the host of everything that has to do with pumpkins. Today we'll be visiting with Mike Cowden of Girard about his pumpkin crop. Last year was an awful year for Mike and all pumpkin producers in Illinois, but he says this year has been better, and he's looking forward to the Girard Pumpkin Festival that's happening on Saturday.
This year's pumpkins are better than last year. They are still, they still lack of quality. The especially the early pumpkins, we had so much rain, it kind of washes the nitrogen out of the soil, and the pumpkins lose size, they lose durability, they lose color. The vines tend to die out a little earlier. There's a lot of pumpkins out there, but the quality is just not what it should be.
I talked with you a little bit beforehand. You said you did have a crop, and, you know, you mentioned it was okay, but you even said some of the pumpkins you see at the stores, the quality is just not there.
That's true. You know, we kind of look around and see how everybody else did. If somebody did well, we try to find out why they did well, you know, if we're not doing something the way it should be done. And everywhere you go, you look at the quality of the pumpkins. The stems are not good. They're brown. They're kind of dried out. The color is not a good, rich, deep orange coloring. And that's mostly for lack of nitrogen, and that's because of just the sheer amount of rainfall that we did have. Especially on the earlier pumpkins, the bigger pumpkins, everything else, the smaller pumpkins, the gourds that you plant from mid-June until July, all of that stuff did very well. But then you've got to be right on top of it because the ground is still wet, and just the sheer amount of moisture in the ground, it creates little, I call them water bumps, where the pumpkins lay on the ground. Of course, that detracts, you know, from the overall pumpkin. I did get a newsletter from the U of I. We had taken a class over there, a one-day class on pumpkin growing in Illinois, and they talked about the pumpkin crop being down again this year for various reasons, but they went into specifics about cloudy, rainy days. The bees do not pollinate as much on cloudy, rainy days, and then the sheer amount of heat and rain we had. All those little factors enter into your pumpkin crop, and so they anticipated a pumpkin crop that wasn't as good as everybody thinks it should be. So, and everybody I've talked to has kind of said the same thing.
Now, you've been growing pumpkins, I think, for several years now. So throughout your years of experience, how do you think this year compares to previous years? Of course, I think last year was probably one of your most worst years.
Yes. Last year was absolutely horrible. I got growing pumpkins about 15 years ago, and we give pumpkins to the elementary kids in Girard and Verdon, and then we try to grow some to sell some to try to recover cost. We also provide pumpkins for the Girard Pumpkin Festival, which is next Saturday, this coming Saturday, October 8th. This year's crop is not good, but it has beat a lot of years. Like I say, last year was terrible. 3 years ago, we had a dry year, and we had to irrigate. We pumped water from ponds to water the pumpkins, and that year was the best year that we've ever had, bar none. Pumpkins don't need all that much water. They need a little bit, but they don't need a lot.
Well, good. Really interesting to hear how just little things in the weather can really affect how they grow. And you mentioned the festival coming up on Saturday, and I want to talk about that some more because there is a special event just for the pumpkins that goes on.
Oh, it's going to be a very busy day at the Girard Pumpkin Festival. They have lots of games for the kids to play. There'll be some vendors there. You'll see a little bit of anything or everything fall-related. There will be a pumpkin painting contest, a pumpkin carving contest. There's a chili cook-off, and there's a pumpkin pie contest that everybody's invited to go and vote on what they consider the best of chili or best of pumpkins. The pumpkin chunkin' starts at 1 o'clock and runs till 4. We've got some air cannons coming again this year. I think there's some mechanicals coming, and they're also offering a human powered where you could throw a pumpkin for distance, if you so desire. So it's all family oriented, family fun, and, it's supposed to be a great day, so it should be a good time Saturday.
And once again, that was Mike Cowden, the official pumpkin grower for the Girard Pumpkin Festival happening this Saturday. In other news, the U.S. Department of Ag says beginning farmers are those farmers who've managed farms for 10 years or less, and they're less likely to survive in business than those who have more experience. Census of Ag data says 48% of beginning farmers with positive sales in 2007 also had positive sales in 2012. That number compares with a 55% rate in the number of other farms with more experienced operators. A USDA news release says running larger operations and selling directly to consumers through things like roadside stands and farmers markets may actually help beginning farmers stay in business. Beginning farmers with direct-to-consumer sales had a survival rate of just over 53%, while those without direct-to-consumer sales survived only 47% of the time. The difference in survival rates for different-sized farms was substantial, ranging from 9% of the largest farms to 4% of the smaller farms. USDA says farmers with direct-to-consumer sales can get a higher price for their product and reach a certain level of sales with less machinery and land. That can mean a more stable and higher source of income and a need to borrow less money, which can also mean a better chance of survival. Well, a new species of bees is on the endangered species list for the first time in American history. A CNN report says 7 bee species native to Hawaii are on the protected list as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service added yellow-faced bees to the list after years of research showed that they're endangered. The rule is effective on October 31st. Bees are crucial for the nation's food industry. As we know, they pollinate fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Various factors have led to a decline in bee populations, which CNN cites as habitat loss, pesticides, and a loss of genetic diversity. The Xerces Society, named after an extinct species of California monarch butterfly, was involved in filing petitions to get bees under protection. During the pollination period, insects, birds, and bats all transfer pollen between plants, allowing them to produce seeds and reproduce. Listing the bees on the endangered species list allows authorities to provide recovery programs and fund protection efforts. And that's all we've got this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.